Pass the remote and adjust the rabbit ears. It's TV Talk Talk with Sarah Grace on Bay 93.9.
This lovely woman's a dear friend of ours, and we're that excited to have her back in the studio. You can catch her at Grace Acting School if the kids want to learn some acting, or Winners and Losers on 7 Plus with TV Talk, Sarah Grace.
Hello. I'm so excited to be back in.
I know. It's like a caravan park and it's Christmas and we're all waiting for that car to arrive for the other kid from interstate. Yes. You know how your friends during the holidays?
They're finally
that
here.
That is amazing. Yeah. That is just what it's like.
It's just like that.
How's things? Life is good?
Life is good. We're back in the studio.
Yeah, it's nice.
Jack's getting big.
Good.
And it's nearly Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always the type of person that was like, I'm not going to talk about Christmas till after my birthday, which is in a couple of weeks. But this year, I'm super
You're
pumped.
You're loving
for
it. Everyone's pumped for Christmas
it's
this year.
It's just so exciting.
I think there's going to be a run on live trees, but let's talk television.
Okay, yes, that's what
we're
here
sidetracking.
For.
What have you got for
okay,
us?
Okay, what we've got is first up, Staged, this is called. It's on ABC iView. Mm. Watched it the other night. A friend of mine gave me this recommendation. It's a quirky English series, and basically, it stars Michael Sheen and David Tennant, two actors who you will know very well. You'll know their faces. Those
Sorry.
Two. Yeah. Like, oh, that guy. That guy from all those things.
I was thinking, I know this. Of course I know this.
Yeah. Very famous English actors. And they play fictional versions of themselves. And it's set during the pandemic, right? So they've just done this recently. And basically it's about them trying to rehearse a play called Six Characters in Search of an Author.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It's just, like, it's really simple.
Nice.
But it's just that their egos and them, you know, trying to one-up each other all the time. And, you know, and then their wives pop in and you're like, how are they dealing with these guys? And their director, who's super keen to get it up and running, and Zoom. And then it's all the little things that we're having to deal with at the moment. So it's a bit of a laugh. It's been greenlit for a second season. It's a 6-part series, and you can just watch it on iView because it's a little app, so you may
love
as well just
it. What's
get on
it called,
iView and
says?
Have a look. It's called Staged. Yeah.
Beauty.
So check that one out.
Love it.
All right. Next up, we've got Addicted Australia.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is 8:30 Tuesday on SBS. We've got to talk about this one.
Yeah.
This is big. So over 4 episodes, the cameras follow 10 Aussies battling with addiction to drugs, alcohol, gambling.
Yeah.
It's just a real look into the issue and what they're going through, the real people, you know.
Yeah. They do it well, SBS, these documentaries,
don't they? It's really important. Yeah,
yeah, it is. They touch on a lot of great subjects and they handle it really well.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, always surprised and so much sorrow for people too in some of these documentaries as well.
All the reviews are saying that it's super well handled and it gives you a real insight into what people are going through. So not the most lighthearted, entertaining show, but really, really important and quite intriguing. So that one starts Tuesday, 8:30 on SBS, and you can also watch it SBS On Demand, which is great.
I'm feeling it. Here it comes, Hades. Mm-hmm. It's nugget time.
It is nugget time now.
Now with musical interlude.
Just do it. Yeah. Here it is. So I'm loving this at the moment. It's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman on Netflix.
Oh.
Have you watched this?
It
is great. Mm-hmm. So Letterman, you know, is always cheeky and, you know, does amazing interviews. But as he's now an old bearded man, he just gets away with being even more cheeky than he was before.
Yeah.
But gets to the absolute goods of his guests. Like, there's just, it's amazing. So I've watched Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, and I watched Ellen last night as his guest.
Was that one good?
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Watch the Ellen one. Whew, man. And he just goes on a journey through their life. But it's sort of cut in with these little, like, segments where he's gone and done something with them. So he's gone on the Ellen show. So he's backstage at Ellen just causing a ruckus. But with Kim Kardashian, they've gone into CVS, which is like a drugstore over there.
Yeah.
And she's going to sit the bar. Right. So they're going shopping for stationery. Oh. And they're just pulling stuff out off the shelves. They've got all
glitter
the pens on the floor.
Glitter pens. I'm running everything in glitter pens.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And just running amok. And so it's hilarious. He tries on all Kanye's wardrobe. So there's all these funny little bits in there. But then it's like really good interviews. The stuff that, that Ellen
That's
was
good.
Talking about last night. It's really great. So I highly recommend it. It's called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman. And it is on Netflix $6 now.
We are so glad you're back in the studio, but also what about Sunday on Netflix for Crown?
The Crown
is back for season four.
The Crown is back.
We're beside ourselves. Yep. I'm watching series three again just so I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Are you a Crown fan?
I love The Crown. I really love it. Adamo, not so much into it. So that's been the thing. I was right into season one and then I haven't been able to get him on board with it. So
Leave him
and just...
It's worthy. Yeah. I mean, in the divorce, well, he wasn't on board with The Crown. Okay, tick.
Okay, Okay.
You're going to have to sneak watch it says.
Well, Diana's coming up.
She's coming. She's coming Sunday.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And the dress and the hair and that stuff.
Do you think I could just skip a couple of seasons and just watch this one?
Why not?
And I should just binge watch it.
Well, I think you should binge it.
I'll just be like, sorry, babe, you look after the baby. And I've got to binge watch The Crown for TV talk.
For TV.
Exactly. It's work.
It's work.
You're amazing.
Good to see you,
Sarah. So happy to see you, the amazing Sarah Grace. Tuesday catch-ups with Daz, Grace Acting Studios in Paco Street, and all the info on our website as well, bay939.com.au.